We were asked to update. This is Reddit's official response. We were asked to update our apps to remove the Safe for Work browsing toggle. This is a feature we previously refined with Apple's help. We were surprised by the notice. We've just resubmitted our build. We were not informed that Apple would be removing other apps, and we're very upset to see they did. Honestly, if we were interested in getting rid of third-party apps, which we are not, this would be the stupidest possible way to accomplish it. We suggest all third-party apps similarly remove settings for safe for work browsing. What is Apple accomplishing with this besides...
Well, it's not Apple. It's a couple people in review. And these
well,
things
they work for Apple, and they have the power.
Yeah, no, totally. But, you know, this will probably get escalated to again, it makes zero sense to me. This to me, I don't know how anyone looking at this would say this makes sense. So I'm suspecting that this will be handled.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure it will. Apple always does. But this happens again and again, this kind of weirdness.
Exactly. Yeah, you would think that they would figure out what the bottlenecks are in the system and improve the system, because it's not as though there's a shortage of reasons why a lot of developers are annoyed with Apple and the difficulty of dealing with Apple's approvals process. And so this is clearly a sticky part of the process that they really need to mop up.
We just have an escalation like, oh, we're going to change an app that is a major social network. Maybe we'll fly this up the flagpole first.
What would be a good way... So I understand and I appreciate Apple's desire to offer a family-friendly platform. But the problem, of course, is you become a censor. And there's no way to do that without completely censoring the internet. So, in fact, Apple is not a family-friendly platform. It's just not. You can surf on a browser anywhere you want on any Apple device. So why do this? Just drop it. Or have a filter built into all Apple products that censor out adult content.
Well, they say the web is their secondary platform for open content, that if you want to use the App Store, then you're abiding by the guidelines of the App Store. And if you don't, then they make it as best a possible web platform experience for you to build outside the App Store content on.
Also, the default position of all censorship has always been it's really super easy and super safe to say no. It's easier to block, and then if someone objects, put it back in and apologize and say, this wasn't meant to be blocked. But Apple's not the only company that's had problems with this. Remember the problems that Facebook had, where people can't people who are breast cancer communities can't share pictures. They can't, in some cases, they couldn't even speak about their own bodies without being censored by Facebook, because there's a bot that flags things as adult content and won't let things go. There's a really wonderful website called, be prepared to giggle, but it's called Oh Joy Sex Toy. That is one of the most brilliant, it's a cartoon site that is one of the most brilliant educational sites for sex education for people of all ages. And that's the sort of thing that would be easily banned, even though it's nothing but helpful. I actually kind of a hysterically funny example of this, where I've been taking a lot of photospheres using the Android camera app, where that's where you stay in one place and you basically can cover a 360-degree sphere and it'll be assembled by Google servers. And then you can have this sort of virtual reality sort of 360 experience. And I've been finding in art museums that sometimes things might not line up, or there might be people moving around, and so there might be little ghosts or things like that. But this is not what's been happening. I've been seeing like there's been an act, what looks like a deliberately blurred section and blurring out certain parts of certain sculptures that are just like 1904 things that are being in a gallery 700 at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And I'm wondering, is there a censorship feature built into this that anytime it sees like breasts or butts, it's going to try to censor that stuff out? And I've been making inquiries at Google and I have not received a response yet, but it's the sort of problem that it's easy to say no and make sure that and avoid. It seems as though you'll create bigger problems for yourself as a company if you let adult content through than if you censor it and then simply say, oh, I'm sorry, that wasn't supposed to happen.
I think the problem is the best you could achieve is half censorship, which is probably nothing but just confusing people.
Well, look at an Instagram feed. I mean, Instagram bans what it believes is nudity, but like, there's still all sorts of wacky stuff on Instagram and things.
Well,
that
apparently
are
somebody on Instagram decided butts were okay, because all of a sudden, Instagram's just full of butt pictures.
You can have a topless man, but not a topless woman.
Which is, it's worse. Just either let everything or let nothing.
Yeah. And so it's actually having, I think, a bad impact on society. I when the when uh, uh, groups in New York started to say, well, look, it's actually not illegal for women to go around shirtless. Cops have to be informed that it is okay for women to sunbathe nude or even just to take off their tops because it's hot outside and a lot of other people are taking off their tops. And so my growing up in a Puritan fishing colony in the 70s and 80s, like, oh my goodness, why would you want to be naked topless? And then I had to sort of, wait a minute, the only reason why this seems like a really weird thing for women to do is because I've always been told this is a weird thing for women to do, and realize that actually it's stupid to just like. In warmer months, you can see women who are dressed very, very comfortably, appropriately for. And I walk past and I don't gawk, and I don't think it's weird for people for a woman to be walking around in a sports bra. Imagine like a 1920 it would just be nothing but ogling because
right. I can see like, her ankle.
Yeah, and I think about things like this, and I think about if we stop programming our kids to think that nudity is something shocking and something to be ashamed of. And it's always going to be a problem. I think that's a contributor to a lot of the really horrible attitudes that society has towards women and towards other groups.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, like we've seen what happened in Japan where they started pixelizing various bits, so then tentacles became the thing. I mean, this is just the path to insanity.
Yeah.
Pornography will find its way through.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you want to be a general purpose computing platform, it's kind of. I mean, there's no nudity on Twitter. I managed to handle that.
We can fix that right away. Come on.
It's inside the clothes, Leo, underneath all these clothes.
but we're not we aren't trying to show you a full, we're not a fully functioning web browsing platform. It's an easy thing to do.
To be clear, I mean, Not Safe for Work doesn't just define pornography. There's all vast categories of things on Reddit that Apple's probably not wanting to be displayed in apps that will then have a
But that's the funny thing is they are in the apps.
Yeah.
And all their...
It's a mess, Leo.
It's a mess. I don't even know why I care about it.